Greetings and welcome to the Continental Drift. I'm Andy Valver. So, things have been relatively quiet here on the continent. Europe was going about its business of being a great place to live where people don't live in the streets, where healthcare is adequate and there are jobs and people can live decent lives. It's not perfect, but it's pretty darn good. But there have been a few things recently that have to be commented on. For instance, elections. Last week, all of a sudden, the mayor of the Village of the Damned wins big in the election in the Netherlands. Islamophobe, anti-EU, and anti-immigrant nutjob Geert Wilders, the blonde-haired Aryan wannabe, was actually shocked that his party, the Party for Freedom, no pun intended, got 37 seats in Parliament, the most. It's not an absolute majority, but according to the Euronews website, it is enough to allow Wilders to lead a possible coalition government. Some say he could be prime minister, although it would require a number of parties working together to make that happen, and right now, it doesn't look like that's in the cards. However, they do have double the amount of parliamentary seats that they had before, so they'll have to be listened to. What's with the Dutch? Come on, folks. You're voting for a guy like Geert Wilders? In Poland, on the other hand, there are some good things happening. Specifically, the recent Polish election, where the Liberals did well. And now they're trying to form a government, but Andrzej Duda's conservative Law and Order Party is making it difficult. They claim they can put together a coalition and continue to lead the country, but that doesn't seem realistic. What is it about conservatives that makes it so hard for them to accept lost? You lost. Try again next election. That's how the system works. People didn't like your ideas. Come up with something better. But nope, they are just incapable of doing that. I think part of it is that there is this overwhelming belief that their way is the right way. An attitude of, you're an idiot and I'm right. If you want to know why conservatives are not doing well right now, it's because they're not very forward-looking. It seems that all they want to do is go backwards, back to the way it was, back to the good old days, back to when old white men ran things. See? Backwards. And many conservative women are okay with that. Okay, I must admit to a bit of jealousy, though. I mean, it's so easy to be a conservative. You just have to know one word. No. Should there be same-sex marriage? No. Should we accept immigrants? No. Should women have control of their own bodies? No. Should science be more important than religious superstition? No. Man, the simplicity of it all. Anyway, continuing on with keeping an eye on the conservatives as they strive to drag us back into the past, an article from the website The European Conservative reported on an event earlier in November, to wit, the Cross-Continental Conservative Congress was jointly organized by the Serbian People's Party under its chairman Nenad Popovic and the U.S. Republicans for National Renewal. It's not enough the Republicans want to just screw things up back in the U.S. Now they want to bring their nonsense over here. Anyway, Popovic opened the Congress by saying, quote, values such as faith in God, freedom, patriotism, strong and healthy families are threatened by aggressive leftist and liberal ideologies. He went on to decry the litany of things, same-sex marriage, gender identity, blah, blah, that conservatives all moan about. But they always come back to freedom, which I guess means that freedom for those people who choose to live as they want must be curtailed in the cause of freedom. Yeah, that's how that works. And I'm watching the same thing happen in the United States. And speaking of the U.S., here's something I learned from the guy who lost the last presidential election, that I, apparently, am vermin. Yes, it seems that liberals are vermin and have to be rooted out. According to various dictionaries, a vermin is an obnoxious or mean and offensive person or people. But I guess I'm in good company because most of my best friends are vermin. I know the UK technically isn't in the EU, and boy, are some folks there starting to regret it. But I like reading about stuff there, and they're close enough to the EU that they still matter. So to that extent, I saw a great piece on the Euronews website about Esther McVeigh. She has been newly appointed to the British cabinet as a minister without portfolio. And her job, well, I'll quote from the Euronews piece. It is understood that the staunch right-winger is likely to take a prominent role in the media, and that her brief is to be the, quote, minister for common sense, with her focus expecting to be combating wokery. You know, I'm old enough to remember when cabinet ministers worked on things like paving roads, fixing bridges, and building hospitals and schools. Good luck, Esther. Okay, back to the continent. This was a great item. According to the Vatican, and I quote, active membership in Freemasonry by a member of the faithful is prohibited because of the irreconcilability between Catholic doctrine and Freemasonry. I checked the date, and it was November 15, 1623. I'm kidding. That was last week. The Masons and the Catholic Church. Come on, guys. Let's build some hospitals and some schools. Turning to look at France for a second, we all know that access to healthcare is an issue in most places in the world. It's either too expensive, you don't have adequate health insurance, or the conservatives are trying to take whatever health insurance you have away from you. All right, couldn't resist that. So get this, the French government just announced a new plan. Well, actually, it wasn't the French government, it was a French railway system. They have announced that they're going to deploy telemedicine services in around 300 train stations by 2028. Okay, what is telemedicine? Here's the deal. Their logic is that 10 million people pass through train stations every day, and that 90% of the population lives within 10 kilometers of a station. So, what better place to make healthcare possible? The booths will be about 15 square meters, and a state-certified nurse will always be present on site, and the patient will be examined remotely by a doctor practicing in France. How cool is that? Only in France. And how is this possible here in France? Well, having lived here now for a number of years, I can tell you that the French are the most hypochondriacal people on the planet. They also believe that healthcare is not just a privilege, but a basic human right. And believe me, the French use their healthcare system. And it works. I have a carte vitale, and it's nothing short of magical. And turning now to the EU's troublemaker, Hungary, and Viktor Orban. Viktor really doesn't like the EU. However, he will take money from the EU. Brussels will give Hungary about 10.4 billion euros in EU funds to be dispersed in gradual tranches over the next 10 years. And what does Orban do? He criticized the EU. He has compared the EU's rule of law proceedings against Hungary to when the Soviet army brutally crushed the Hungarian Revolution in 1956. And he should know, Orban became nationally known after giving a speech in 1989, when Hungary was still part of the Eastern European Iron Curtain thing, in which he openly demanded that Soviet troops leave the country. Now, he does business with that same Russia and likes Putin a lot. Oh, Viktor, what happened to you? Putin must have one hell of a file on you. Maybe even videos. That's my bet. And there you go. The EU is here and strong. Lots of folks seem to be working against this great experiment. Mostly white men, with a few women thrown in. I wonder if they know something we don't. I think they realize they're dinosaurs and don't want to go gently into that good night. Or maybe it's just human nature to be narrow and negative. Nah, I don't think so. I think for the most part, people are kind, accepting, generous, and want others to be happy. I don't think most of us like telling others how to live their lives, and yet there are folks who do. And there's a lot of money being donated to those groups who want to destroy the dream of the EU and tell you how to live. The good thing, though, the EU is filled with a lot of young people who are liberal and like the idea of the EU. I'm with them. That's it for this week. Thanks for giving me some of your precious time. I'm Andy Valver, and this is The Continental Drift.